Welcome back, listener. Today, we're going to play a florist. One with an annoyingly sunny disposition who has been misidentified as a swashbuckling hero. I, of course, do not have this information. Last time, you played as the vizier, but as I am the star of the show, I can cast you in whatever role I desire. And now, well, you're my crush. You find yourself in a surprisingly warm and cozy dungeon when the door opens and you are faced with, well, all of this. Well, well, well. You thought you were a rather smart woman, didn't you? Oh, but I was onto your game the whole time. Welcome, my little hero, to my evil dungeon. I trust you'll find this comfortable. I work hard to keep it dark and damp and dreary. My orcs toil day and night to keep this place truly awful. Although, noticing that it's rather dry and warm in here, and that rug, it's rather nice. Did you see? These flickering torches smell like vanilla. Oh, those no-good orcs are going soft. I'll have someone's head for this. Excuse me, baby girl. Commander Toldek, I'm giving you a 48-hour head start. You best run along. They don't even have words for what I'm going to do to you when I catch you. Well, darling, I trust they didn't brutalize you too much, did they? They didn't brutalize you at all. You came willingly. Oh, they must have been very intimidating then. They must have put on the scary faces to get you to come here without a fight. Perhaps I am rubbing off on them. What do you mean? They simply asked nicely. And you came. What is wrong with you? I know I'm the queen, but I'm an evil queen. You should be terrified to come here. I could be planning to torture you, or boil your organs in a vile potion, or put some horrible hex on your family for eons, affecting your ancestors. First of all, that doesn't matter here because I'm evil. You don't think I'm that evil? How dare you? I'm better than the last queen? Nonsense! She was good. I mean, she was blonde. She wore pink. And her spells were so sparkly. Yes, she did have a fair number of subjects in her dungeons. They were damper back then. Perhaps she was just good at punishing crime, and they were here because I took over. Well, you want to know what I did? It's evil! I let them go out to wreak havoc on society. Although, fair point, they didn't do much wreaking, did they? I guess that's because most of them were in for crimes like being sad in the queen's presence or back talk. Ah, even your criminals are soft in this kingdom. In any case, I took over. I freed the criminals to wreak havoc, and I put a spell of eternal sleep onto the good queen. Still don't think I'm that evil. Oh, I oversalted the eggs. I pet the cat backwards, and I stuck my tongue out at the chef. You think I'm cute? 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 I am not cute. I am darkly beautiful, or perhaps perilously gorgeous. What, being called cute is a grave insult to me, a transgression against everything I stand for. In fact, it angers me so much that I demand you say it again. I mean, evil! Never mind. Second of all, baby girl, I have it on good authority that you're a hero. A hero on a mission to overthrow me. Oh, yes. You had a very good little disguise as the owner of that cute little flower shop down in the evil market district on Sorrow Street. But I was on to you from day one. Your disguise never fooled me, little hero. Oh, you deny it. Of course you would. Don't lie to me. Don't make me torture it out of you. Violates a what constitution? I signed on Thursday. I never signed anything of the sort. Why? The only thing that I signed on Thursday was... Oh. Thinking back... Oh, Vizier, welcome. Oh, don't mind the magic mirror. I was using it to keep an eye on that florist. No, I don't have a crush. I was trying to decide what evil acts of unadulterated evil to do to them. I'm currently debating whether I should burn their shop down or turn their flowers into clusters of poisonous mushrooms. In any case, that's not why I called you here, my evil vizier. I feel that we're in a bit of a rut. My evil has been uninspired lately. Ah, true. I did ban that ska music. That was rather evil. All those happy people dancing to that rock-steady beat made me sick. People in this kingdom need to learn to appreciate evil music like black metal, gangster rap, or outlaw country. But that was a few weeks ago. I've been thinking about canceling Christmas, and it was an evil plot. But then I realized it has become a source of so much stress for everyone. I thought it would be more evil to keep it on the schedule. It's honestly like something I had created and then forgot about. I literally can't think of a better way to torment retail workers. Believe me, I've been trying. So, Vizier, do you have any evil ideas? Nothing. No evil laws you've written up? Are you sure you're not lying to me? You are evil, after all. Well, what is that paper behind your back? You're hiding it. Nothing. I don't believe you. Oh, you fear it's too evil for me. Too evil? There's no such thing. You dare? Let me see it immediately. Oh, you want it to be a surprise, you say? You know me well. I do so enjoy evil surprises. And you have earned enough evil points to be allowed your own project. Very well. Now let me sign it. Just let me sign it. It's too evil. Oh, you coward. Why, I ought to banish you to the dimension of eternal paperwork for this insolence. But a nerd like you would probably enjoy that. All righty. How about this? If I promise not to rescind the law, will you let me approve of it? Promise? My word is as solid as steel. It wouldn't be very evil of me to break a promise, now would it? You want me to make it formal? Very well. I, Queen of the Damned, Mistress of Darkness and Woe, I who take the thunder from the mountains and the lightning from the sky, I who bring strong men and women to their knees begging, who make young girls and boys cry, Mama, I swear upon the fires of time, the deserts of the doomed, and the blackness within my very soul. that I will not rescind your new, too evil for me law. Or may I be smothered by chubby kittens in a field of petunias? It's sealed. Now let me sign it. Ah, tricked you. Oh, my evilness. Seems my vizier played me like a fiddle. I'll turn them into crow for this. I have warned them before. But back to you, hero. I bet you're wondering why I brought you here. I intended to go on a date with you. You see, I've been rather stressed out lately, and one of my orcs suggested that I should go on a date. Well, that or read poetry, and this is the better option. And while I was sweeping up their smoldering ashes, I realized, maybe he's on to something. Plus, my mother has been on my case for weeks. I took over a whole kingdom, but all I hear is, you'll never find anyone if you don't give up this evil business. I mean, seriously, it's not a phase, Mother, but I digress. So I decided to kidnap a hero. I mean, it's pretty much the only option for an evil queen. I have to be madly in love with some do-gooder. I kidnap them, marry them, and they break out, or their actual, far less interesting love interest rescues them, only to go back to being useless in their next adventure. So I told my vizier, who will soon be a crow, to find me a hero to kidnap. To my great surprise, it turned out to be you, the sweetest, cuddliest little florist ever. What was your plan? Scope out the situation? Start a rebellion? Perhaps sneak into the tower and break the curse I put on the good queen, Dig a very deep hole and smuggle in some sand elves? I know. Oh, you know what I would do? I would open a coffee shop right next to my evil tower. I would offer an evil queen discount on lattes in order to draw me in. I'd make it just the way she liked it, with a little nutmeg and some little latte art of a skull, perhaps. Oh, that would be so lovely, so evil. Then after weeks, after I'd become a regular and you'd earned my trust, I would make my move. I would make that latte decaf. Then I would bide my time until a couple hours later, when my lack of caffeine had made me groggy and unfocused, then strike like a cobra. I'd draw some graffiti on the walls of the tower, some rebellion slogan like, the queen is mean and smells like beans, or evil, no thanks, or that A within the O symbol. I think it means apple orchard or something pleasant like that. I would destroy the morale within the kingdom, and a lesser tyrant would be toppled within a week. I often think how lucky the forces of evil are that I'm on their side. If only they'd return my freaking girls. Oh, by the way, do you have a love interest? No. None at all. Blast, I was hoping to try being a yandere. I feel there's a lot of untrod evil ground in that trope. I could have done something really nasty to your love interest, like make them sleep forever and draw a mustache on their face. Anyways, I haven't had a good tussle with the forces of good in some time. It's been quite exciting planning this. I haven't fought a hero since I defeated the good queen. Now that was a fight. Did you know I summoned a dragon? It was metal as hell. It was like half-rotten and breathing poisonous fumes. What a memory. You're going to have to work hard to live up to that one, little hero. Oh, again with the denying being a hero, You are a hard nut to crack. Humility is a very heroic trait, you know.
Oh, your majesty, I'm just a happy-go-lucky flower person.
I don't buy it for a second, sweetie. I have been surveilling you for quite some time. The way you look in a skirt. I always make sure my carriage takes a detour to see you in real life, to your part of town, just in case I can sneak an evil glimpse of you. I know plotting when I see it. I even use my magic mirror to keep tabs on you. I observe you intently, never once getting distracted by your goofy smile and your perfect hair and your bubble butt, or daydreaming about going on a pumpkin patch date with you, or waking up and having you bring me pancakes in bed while I drink my evil morning coffee, caffeine included, or having you hold me tight while I watch villages burn on my magic mirror. What? No, I wasn't distracted. Your wily ways are no match for my brutal cunning. Oh, so you swear you're not a hero. You swear? Okay, well, if you insist, I guess that you can go now. Except not, for I have it on good authority that you are, in fact, Captain Soulsteel, the Kung Fu cyborg swashbuckler from the year 9023. Your dying father sent you to the past to prevent my evil in the future, a future where I have stomped out even the idea of good. The world where evil has won. The fact that you look about as threatening as a kitten with her head stuck in a box of tissues is a tactical misdirection. You are a dashing, daring hero. No, yeah, I guess that does sound rather silly when I say it out loud. But in my line of work, you learn to take such things in stride. Who told me this stuff? Well, only the most trusted person in my kingdom, my one reliable minion, my right hand of cruelty, my evil vizier. I'm going to murder them. I'm going to carve out their organs in alphabetical order with a dull spoon. Because it'll hurt more, you twit. Then I'm going to stuff their corpse with beef jerky and use them as a piñata. Then I'm going to resurrect them and do it again. After three or four of those, I'm going to get really mean. But first, you keep distracting me from my evil. I see now, that's why I'm in such a rut. It's my schoolgirl infatuation with the beautiful florist. Well, it has gone on for long enough. I'm going to transform you into something small and ugly, covered in slime, like one of those blobfish they dredge up from the ocean floor. Oh, I don't care what article that violates. Magna cum laude. Behold, florist, the fate of those who cross me. An eternity as a slimy, disgusting puppy? No. This is fine. I can accept this. I intended this. I'm gonna just sit down for a bit. Oh, you're awfully cute. Who's the evil puppy? Who's the good girl? It's you. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'm so bad at this. Why? I just want to be evil. It's my thing. It's my calling. I mean, look at me. Look at these cheekbones, puppy. Look at this long raven hair. I'm so pretty and so dramatic. I was born to do this, but it always backfires on me. You're a puppy. I'm a failure. I should have given up and turned good. My mother was right. I should go back to working at the mill with my father. Oh, don't give me that look. That cute little puppy dog look. Makes me sick. I used to start my day by going to the animal shelter and individually calling each puppy ugly. Never seemed to affect them much, but it really got me in the right mindset. Stop that, you stupid dog. Fine, I'll change you back. Turning a cute, innocent puppy into a human will probably be the most evil thing I managed to do all week anyways. Ad aspara per aspara. You know, I think you're right. I think I'm just burnt out. I'm going to clock out for the day. What? No, I'm... What? No, I'm not turning good. Evil is my passion. Has been from my first memory. I just need a break. Let me change out of my work clothes. El plubrius unum. Like it? Well, it's my cunning civilian disguise. I actually visited you several times in it. I bet you never expected that this sweet, lovely woman was actually your evil overlord in disguise. You recognized me each time. Of course you did. Never mind. Well, since I kidnapped you anyway, how about that pumpkin patch date, I made a pumpkin patch the other day, just for such an occasion. Oh, they were having an illegal ska music concert in this field on the outskirts of the city, so I just zapped them all into pumpkins. It was a good show. I did the whole 9 yards for them. Came down in a big black cloud, gave a whole speech, blotted out the sun, all the good stuff. I was on my A game that night. Damn, I should have left some witnesses. Notes for next time. And then I swung by this morning, and all these vendors had set up there. It's like a whole thing now. They're doing things like hay rise and apple cider and all that stupid fall stuff. It's sickeningly cute. Let's go! No, you don't have a choice. Come. Come on, man. Come on, beautiful. I clocked out. Don't make me start throwing spells around again. You are a cute puppy. One more thing. I demand you perform an act of pure evil with me. There's nothing more evil than a little premarital handholding. So evil.